money. Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready to talk money.
That's good. Well, this is just you and I in the studio today. It's an exciting day for some people, right? If you don't know what
today is,
it's okay. Don't worry about it. If you know what I'm talking about, then you know what to talk about. That's right. So welcome to the show. This is the show where Dave and Reb talk about the hard issues around money. And guess what? I'm Dave.
I'm Reb.
Woohoo! If you didn't figure that out. So here we go. Jumping in. Today is Black Friday. We've dressed for the occasion. If you don't know what Black Friday is, again, totally okay. You're not missing anything. If you know what Black Friday is, then you may be listening to this while you are shopping or while you're going to the store or maybe buying something online, because this is promoted as one of the biggest shopping days of the year in North America. I think it is a North American phenomenon, right?
Yeah, I went and looked up what Black Friday. You did talk about notmine.ca.
So. I didn't yet. No.
Okay, sorry. All right. Before we go into that, notmine.ca and Financial Discipleship Canada and our friends there are sponsoring today's show. So we are very grateful that we can do this and partner with them in that journey. So, but Black Friday, yes, we are wearing black. Actually, I didn't do it on purpose. It just sort of happened, but you did it on purpose. Anyway, Black Friday. It happens, obviously, yesterday was American Thanksgiving, but I do believe that there are other places in the world they celebrate it other than North America, but I'm not sure, because there's also Cyber Monday, which is this long weekend. And actually, you've probably noted sales and deals all November long.
Like, right. As is typical of any of the, I'll say, you know, you have the day of, but then you've got the pre-day of and the pre-pre-day of and so forth. So, you know, for retailers, this truly is one of the big opportunities to get your product into the hands of people, because as we all know, and I think if you've participated in Black Friday, that you might have bought that product a month ago or 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago or even earlier, and I said, no, I'm going to hold off. I'm going to wait until the Black Friday sales because I'm hoping to get a better deal. And to be honest, that's what Black Friday is all about, is getting a good deal.
So it's really interesting, the term for Black Friday, because we haven't dug into this in a few years. We've done some Black Friday shows, but the article that I'll put in the show notes so you can read more about it. It's quite interesting, because the first Black Friday occurred in occurred in 1869 after financier Jay Gould and railway businessman James Fisk attempted to corner the gold market, which ultimately resulted in financial panic and the collapse of the market.
Right.
A little over 60 years later, on October 29th, 1929, another stock market crash, referred to as Black Tuesday, marked the onset of the Great Depression. This term black is associated with days of economic stress as opposed to economic success.
Right.
Now, why would we then call the greatest shopping day in North America Black Friday? Well, in the 1950s, factory managers first started referring to the Friday after Thanksgiving as Black Friday, because so many workers were calling in sick, and I use in air quotes, because they wanted a longer holiday weekend. And so, of course, then that meant the manufacturer was losing some money that day, so they called it Black Friday. After 10 more years, there was this incident in Philadelphia where they described the day after Thanksgiving as a day, they had to work 12-hour shifts in
and
terrible.
That was the police and the first responders.
Yes, yeah. It was, and the traffic was terrible because visitors were flocking to the city to shop on that day, and sometimes there would be the Army Navy football game well on that day. So then the term just started to take. To catch.
So that up was until this point, from what I'm hearing you say, these are all negatives. Like the Black Friday has been seen as a negative.
But then let's get to the 1980s when the mythology of Black Friday from the 50s, 60s, and way back in, you know, what year did I say that initial one was? 1869. Began to turn around because the phrase in the black and in the red mm-hmm. are used in the business world to describe profits and losses. And this explanation for one of the busiest shopping days of the year came about in the 80s. And so now it just is in regular use because being in the black means
mm-hmm. being profitable.
Right. Yeah. So this is a time of year and businesses and shops are hoping that they make some good profit between now and Christmas, especially. It's huge sales times for people. Mm-hmm. But it also, you know, we may become across as negative sometimes. I don't think we try to be, but we want you to plan what you spend and spend what you plan. Mm-hmm. But this day is actually a great day for deciding, oh man, there are some things I want to get, some things we need. Our friend Ray told us last week that they're looking for an appliance in their home and they're going to shop today for it because of the deals. So, you know, it's a good time because the sales will be great. So that for sure is why we're talking about it. But we're not going to park ourselves in Black Friday today.
Okay.
Because, like, do you know what we're talking about?
Of course I do. Okay.
Because there is a word that came to me apart from Black Friday today, and that was anticipation. Mm-hmm. What are we anticipating? So we see a Black Friday in the hall, like, yeah, we're anticipating this because we can shop, get some good deals all month long in November. This is great. I'm doing some Christmas shopping online because there are some good deals that shops are offering and businesses are offering. Of course. What am I anticipating? But I want to tell a different story. You know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, this whole great book, I'm holding up my Bible for you, those of you who can't see it. You know, we've mentioned recently Ecclesiastes 3. There's this whole list of to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And then it goes.
Simon and Garfunkel song. We could just play that, right?
But yes. To everything, yes. There is a season, a time to be born, a time to die. And I was you know, we could throw in a time to shop and mm-hmm. a time to not shop. Mm-hmm. That's not from the Bible, that part. That's reps. But I was thinking, you know, for everything, there is a season and there is some anticipation in our finances that we need to do. You know, hopefully as Christmas is approaching, we're anticipating needing some extra cash for these Christmas gifts. We're anticipating Black Friday. We anticipate a birth and giving a gift. We anticipate a wedding and we need to buy a wedding gift, or we need to save up for our son and daughter's wedding. Those kinds of things we're hopefully anticipating. And my question is, I guess today, to get us thinking about anticipation. And I also have another story about it, but I've been talking a long time. Do you have any comments about anticipation?
Well, you know, and I want to go back a little bit because, as you said, whenever we talk about money, that's often or sometimes associated with denial, with you got to not spend.
Right.
But we love a good deal. You and I do personally.
Sure. Yes.
But we also, I mean, there's significant value in getting a good deal. The key to getting a good deal, of course, is that you do prepare for it, that you do have the cash. And we've talked a lot about this when we're talking about something that, in a sense, I want to run out and get today but you just hold off for a little bit longer. Maybe you don't need to get that exact thing today. It's not going to change your life. You know, it's not like I blew a tire on the car and I have to change that immediately. That's an emergency. But hey, I've got 3 months to get winter tires for the car. This would be, okay, I'll switch that around. I've got 3 months to get summer tires for the car because I just put my winter ones on, right? And so—
And you know, your mechanic told you at the last visit, you're going to need summer tires in 2025.
So maybe you're here on Black Friday and you're looking at summer tires and you're going, oh, look at the great deal, but I don't have the money. I haven't had the time to save up for those tires because I just found out 2 weeks ago that the summer tires aren't going to go another season. And this is the caution, right? I'm going to throw that caution in a little bit to say, you know, yes, there might be a super awesome deal, but if you're going to put it on a credit card and then you're going to pay 21% on that because you don't have a plan to pay it off or you don't know how that is, then the deal is not a good deal. And of course, when we look at Black Friday and we look at the statistics around the purchases that are made on Black Friday using credit, huge, extremely high numbers, right? We're talking about, because what's the easiest, best way to pay for your Black Friday purchases? Using credit. And so I'm going to, before we get into a lot of that, just put that out there to say, we love getting a good deal, but a good deal is not a good deal if you don't have the cash for it.
I know you have always said this, and there will always be a good deal. So actually, I am not a great shop salesperson. Shop the sales. If I'm going shopping, need something,
I'm actually more into that.
You're way more. Yeah. I think my dad was like that.
I'm always reading the Princess Auto flyer.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, I guess we need to get you a gift card. Anybody want to get Dave a gift? Get him Princess Auto. Anyway. But my dad was like that. If I need it, like this week, I realized Serena had no coats that fit.
Winter jacket.
Now, I knew for one, my time is so limited in this season. So we have a store that's the liquidation store. Mm-hmm. If you don't know about it, it's in Winchester. They take all the Costco rejects.
A lot of
the Costco rejects and puts it on for sale, half price stuff. So I'm like, Serena, we got half an hour. Let's go check it out to see if I can get you a winter jacket because you have nothing that fits. And I went, and thankfully that place has always got some kind of sale price. So that was great. I wasn't heading into the city because I didn't have time for that because we live outside of the city. And, you know, I was great. But if I need it, she needs a winter jacket. We're getting the winter jacket and hopefully I'm going to a place that I know I can get a reduction. So that was great. But I don't do Black Friday so well. I come upon the need, I need to go get it. And my dad was very much like that. So I wasn't anticipating Serena's need. I knew it in the back of my mind, but I wasn't really mindful of it. And sometimes that can get us into trouble, not knowing the season you're in, not anticipating. I mean, we've talked about what's happened this past year with interest rates and inflation for years. Mm-hmm. Dave has talked about it. Get ready. Interest rates are going to go up. But did we really, like, I knew Serena had grown 3 inches. I knew she is taller than me and she would need an even bigger jacket than I have because of her height and her longer legs and all of that stuff. But was I really making a plan? No. And I can honestly say, sure, we have money set aside for clothing. I get that. But I wasn't anticipating it, even though I knew in the back of my mind, even though we would have heard, we were just so hoping that the inflation and interest rates wouldn't go up. Maybe some of us were really caught by surprise. And the reason I'm thinking about this word anticipation is because I have a story to tell you that has absolutely nothing to do with money.
But it has to do with music.
It does. So I'm singing in a choir. So December 6th and 7th.
So I'll hum Simon and Garfunkel.
No, it's not Simon and Garfunkel. It's Handel's Messiah. I'm singing with my... Stop. So I'm singing in the North Granville Community Choir. I'm going to put a link in the show notes today. They'll be very happy in promoting this. It'll be next weekend, next Friday and Saturday in Kempville. And we were singing, and we have a great choir director, and Phil is his name, and we love Phil, but we sang a song for an hour, and it was His Yoke is Easy and His Burden is Light. And I'll tell you, His Yoke was not very easy in that song. His burden was not feeling light, because we were going over it and over. There were many areas of mistakes, and we're pretty decent choir. Like, you know, we're not bad. So, but we were lagging. We've sung it before and we're fine. And we were lagging. And he's like, we're singing and re-singing it and, you know, getting better in some places, not in others. And we took a break. And after the break, he says, I think that you're breathing wrong. I think you need to train yourself to quick breathe. So he'd count us in 3, 4. So we'd literally take a quick breath and let it out. And I was talking to my son, who's a music major in Ottawa U, and I'm like, can you explain to me what was happening? Why did he say it was about our breathing? Because we actually did this for 5 minutes, retrained our breathing, went into the song, anticipated the space that we needed to sing longer, where we needed to take quick breaths because we only had a beat to prepare for the next section. And we didn't lag. The timing was right. And then I talked to Justice, my son, about this. And he said this to me, you should breathe with the same intensity you're singing. If your breaths are last minute and you're not anticipating the next section of music, you will naturally slightly be behind when you have to come in. Our brains are really good at regulating our breath. So if you plan in to come into a section and haven't breathed, you will involuntarily breathe when you need to come in, but then you're going to be late. So we need to anticipate the next section of music and our breathing and understand how to breathe through the lines, not just sing, but breathe. And I was thinking about our finances.
So good.
Oh, like that.
I'm right on that. I'm right there with you, Reb. I hope you guys are getting it. If not, Reb's going to.
We're going to explain it a little bit. You will naturally be slightly behind when you come in if you're not anticipating the next section of music. And there's something, when my son said this to me, I'm like, oh my goodness. That is us in our finances. If we're not anticipating what might happen, I'm not saying that you're going to be like, you're going to read the crystal ball and know exactly. But there are enough economists out there who give us warnings about what could happen and anticipating some of those changes that affect us personally. If we are not, then we are not breathing. We're not taking the breaths we need to get through the next section and season.
And I'm going to actually bring it a little bit more down into personal finance space to say, you know, and we sometimes laugh when we're talking about the different times of year. You know, Christmas should not be an emergency. It happens December 25th every year. Just so you know, yes, you can prepare for that. So it's a little bit
or Hanukkah. There are some people who are celebrating
Black Friday. You know, you start looking at your, you know, one of the busiest seasons that we have for a family here in North America is September, when all of the school stuff starts and all of the so, you know, if you're into sport and, you know, every year, and there's a rhythm to that. Sport says, you know, okay, maybe your sport starts in September, but you have to pay half of the sport in June. And so you need to anticipate, well, if we're going to do that sport, then I need to anticipate the spending of that. And so this idea where you're talking about, you can see the music on the page.
Right.
You can read it. And we can look at a calendar and see the expenses that we can anticipate. And then we really need to then go, okay, so how do financially using the same picture in music, you take the breath and you might take a shorter breath to anticipate. Mm-hmm. And then when you're singing in a choir, you may stagger breathe. That's a technique where you listen to the person next to you and you go, okay, they just breathe. So now I can take a short breath. And the,
so that people don't hear any pause in the line of music you're
if
singing.
If everybody were to breathe at the same time, you would hear a pause in the music. So
sometimes we all take a deep breath.
Yeah. And then everybody really hears that, right? So we try and avoid that. So when you're singing, there's these techniques that you use to make the music smooth out or to smooth out. But we can do the same thing in our finances. We just simply have to. And each and every one of us has our own rhythm. We have our own spots where we can say, okay, you know, some of them are universal, just like in a piece of music. There are natural pauses where there's a natural pause. Everybody has Christmas or everybody has their holiday. Again, if you're in a different community and you're celebrating different holidays, that's great. But you do that with your community. And so you say, okay,
we're anticipating this.
Anticipating this.
But we sometimes live like it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
And this is it.
And that's when you come in late.
Right. Then we come in late. And Phil had to point out to us, you guys know this is going to happen, but maybe you don't know how to take the breath. Mm-hmm. What kind of breath is it? It was a quick breath, 3, 4. And then we practiced it enough so that we literally just trained ourselves to sing those lines, and we did it in a much better way so that we weren't draggy and late. So Dave, in finances, what are some of the things that are quick breaths for us or the breaths we need to be prepared for what's coming?
Again, a little bit of the translation, and I don't want to break the metaphor down, but there are lots of correlations here in terms of the metaphor. So, I mean, number one, right, is taking a little bit of money every month or every pay period, whatever your pay period, and putting it towards the Christmas fund, the gift fund, the sport fund, or the kids' education fund. Having these things, if you just look at your calendar and say, these are the half a dozen things that I know I can anticipate are going to be expenses at different times of the year,
right,
then I need to be taking small amounts of money or smaller amounts of money. And again, the math is really simple. Last year, if I paid $1,000 for the hockey registration for my child, then guess what? I can anticipate that being a little bit higher. So why don't I put $200 a month aside or $100 a month aside, whatever it is, and say, I'll do that every pay period. I'll just put that money aside so that when I get to that expense, the vast majority, if not all of the money is there. And we have these things. We have property taxes that again, some people pay quarterly, some people pay annually. Mm-hmm. Our insurances, you can save money if you pay it in a lump sum versus paying it every month. So maybe you set that up as a regular, I'm going to set this aside mm-hmm. every month. And then once a year, I get to save some money. These are ways that, and often that's the case, that you can save some money just simply by taking a bigger picture look and anticipating when that expense is going to come. And
so really, you have to be aware, be mm-hmm. honest, not do like we had the music in front of us. We just weren't, you know, we weren't taking the wisdom that we needed. And Phil said, actually, he had to figure out what it was that was happening. And in our office, to take that analogy, a financial coach, you know, when people come for coaching, that's what the financial coach does. What is happening? I know you've come home from some sessions and you're like, I just couldn't figure out like what was happening here? And you have to read a person's story sometimes to mm-hmm. help them figure that out. Just like Phil was helping us try and figure out what was the issue in that song. So having those spots where you're putting money in because you know it's coming. So you're aware of it. You're putting money aside. But this also happens on what you told me the other night. Well, a financial date is a really great place to anticipate.
Right. And I mean, we are on Black Friday, so we're talking a little bit. So I didn't include Black Friday in that. But again, if that is your rhythm and you're saying, listen, all the good deals happen in Black Friday. Well, again, it is always, and we just read the story, it is always on the same day of the year or the same Thursday of the year, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever that weekend is.
It's Friday. Black Friday is Friday.
Well, then now it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, well, and Cyber Monday. Yeah.
But looking at that saying, it's always there, right? So we can anticipate some of these things that we're doing. And that's the same with the financial date. If we make that part of that priority, say, it is always there. We're going to have it every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning when I get my coffee, and that's when we're going to do it. We're going to take a half an hour.
And we're going to anticipate together, because what's the question that you always leave clients with? What's coming up this week?
There really are three questions, and we'll kind of divvy to that. So one is where are we at now? What's gone on? How are we doing now? Let's check into our plan and make sure that we are on target on our plan. So where are we at now in regards to the plan that we may have done in the last number of weeks? Number two is that what is coming up that we need to anticipate between now and the next pay period that may be out of our plan? Is there anything coming up in the next week that, when I look at the plan, we've just done a, where am I at now with the plan? When I look at it, is there anything that's going to throw us
and
off?
And I say Black Friday sales.
There it is.
Or you say Black Friday sales.
And then we go, okay, then we have a discussion about that. And then we say, now, is there anything else? Is there anything else that we need to discuss? Because sometimes as a couple or even in our own financial, we're thinking about something and maybe it's, I don't know how we're going to do Christmas. Or, you know what? I'm thinking that we need to go visit my parents who live far away this season because just talked to mom last night and she's not doing well in terms of health. And that's something that we need an opportunity, a really just dedicated time to be able to talk about that and money. I mean, you may talk about your mother and all of that, but how do we talk about what are the ramifications of that of money?
And that financial date helps us anticipate because it's creating a space, hopefully, for good communication. Mm. The more you do it, it's awkward at first. You might argue about money a lot, but one of the things that if you do it consistently, if you come in with humility, if you come in to be curious and not judgmental, if you come in to listen and ask good questions to understand your spouse or even yourself, if you're just doing it with having a meeting with yourself, you're coming to ask yourself some honest questions of what is coming up and how are we going to do this? How are we going to manage a trip? This is really important. So these are some of the things that we talk about a lot, but I wanted to talk about it in terms of anticipation and what is it that we're anticipating, and let's anticipate with wisdom.
And it's okay to anticipate a good deal.
It's a good, yes. And today is a good deal anticipation day. So why don't you?
Yeah, Lord, we just, your word says that the wise man sees disaster coming, makes a change. The fool doesn't change and suffers for it. And Lord, my prayer is I don't want to see anybody suffer. Anybody that's listening, that you would give them wisdom to look at ahead and see how they need to prepare financially for the things that are ahead. And so, Lord, I just want to pray that in Christ's name and thank you for your grace to us when we don't get it right. And then just pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk money next week.
Oh, and I just want to jump in and say thank you, notmine.ca, for that.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know what? I forgot on the way in, but anyways, here we are. Thank you. Join us next week when we talk money.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.